Today in our gospel, we see the Jews questioning Jesus' identity. There's, I guess, different motivations for that. They don't want to follow him. They don't want to believe in him. They're frustrated with his comments that he is the Son of God. And they're sort of incredulous. We don't want to believe this. We don't believe it. It doesn't seem a believable thing. I think oftentimes the world does not believe in God, right? It doesn't believe the works of God, doesn't believe in God's ability to intervene in our world. As much as there's things that we can't explain or things that we don't understand, or even just miracles that have been testified to, the world does not want to believe in God, doesn't want to put itself in the hands of some other thing. We, as humanity, sometimes are very skeptical. And I think right now, with the current circumstances, we can try to work our way through this, and we should do what we can to try to find a vaccine for the virus. We should try to do what we can on a human level. But I think it's perfectly right and just to cry out to God. Ask God to help. God, help us, heal us, protect us, watch over us. These are perfectly good prayers. Sometimes we are a little bit reticent or hesitant to put ourselves in the hands of God. We're sort of a last resort. There's that old story about the guy who fell off the cliff and he was holding on to a root that he had caught as he kind of fell over the edge of the cliff. And, you know, he was crying out for help. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. And he heard a voice. I will help you. And he said, who are you? It's God. Okay. What should I do? And God said, let go. And the man says, is there anybody else out there? I think that's sometimes our response in the face of moments when we're called to trust in God is we don't want to trust in God. We talk about it, we think about it, but we're really hesitant to really believe that Jesus is who he said he is. In moments when we're tested, moments when we're struggling, that's when we have the opportunity to really show our trust. And the question is, do we do that? So as we're here today at the Mass, let's pray for that grace to trust in the Lord with our lives, with our livelihoods, with everything that we are, knowing that he will not disappoint us, that he is the Son of God. He is who he says he is, and he will take care of us.